It is October 16th, 10:45. We are here for the Value Adjustment Board hearings for 2013 to hear petitions number 195 and 171. We are scheduled to hear petition 195 at 10:30. The petitioner's name is Thomas Benji, who has not showed up as of 10:45. And I'm reviewing the petition here, and it does not indicate that he would intended to not show up and have the evidence considered, so I'm going to assume he's going to not show up. So we will not hear any testimony today, and I will make my recommendation to the Value Adjustment Board, and we will move on to petition number 171. Tiffany, that was scheduled for 11:30. I guess we want to wait. They indicated that they were not going to show. Let's go off the record here for a few minutes and determine how we want to handle that, and then we'll come back on and address it. Back on the record, we are going to go ahead and proceed with petition number 171. That was scheduled for 11:30. We're going to go ahead because the petitioner has indicated that they do not intend to attend the hearing, but would like to have the hearing held. So with that, and with no objection from the property appraiser's representative, we'll go ahead and get started. I'm going to go ahead and just swear you in for testimony. Do you swear that the testimony you give today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Great. And if you would just state your name, and if you want to go ahead and present your evidence for petition 171.
All righty. I'd like to read a brief opening statement relative to this petition. Good morning, Mr. Magistrate. My name is Jeffords Miller, Jr. I'm the representative for the Citrus County Property Appraiser's Office. I'd like to summarize our assessment of this property concerning petition 171. Refers to a vacant single vacant land, six platted lots with a just valuation of $28,560. After any and all statutory caps, classified uses or fractional values were applied, the assessed value the subject was determined by our office to be $28,560, which is the market value of this property complies with Florida statute, in particular Florida statute 193.011. It establishes the eight criteria used to derive just market value. In deriving just valuation, our CAMLA system considers all eight factors set forth. Our office maintains a database of all properties in Citrus County which contain data for their individual property characteristics and sales history. During the appraisal process, this data is input into our CAMBA system, which enables us to stratify, analyze, and adjust values for use, location, quality, cost, condition, and size. Mass appraisal is a professionally accepted appraisal practice and is appropriate for the development of the value of the subject. That concludes my opening statement.
Okay.
I have a package you can review if you'd like
okay,
to.
That'd be great.
And there we go. And there's a copy of the back.
Thank you. You want to just maybe
sure.
walk us through this just kind of briefly?
Absolutely. As I stated earlier, the subject property is six platted lots.
Okay.
If you go to page 3, it has a brief description of the property,
okay.
Property address, and the size in square feet, and the zoning. Page 4 has a aerial photograph showing the subject property and the platted lots. All the street frontage has our just market valuation and a value per adjusted front foot. Page 5 is our comparable sales grid showing the property and three comparable sales in the similar properties, and all the sales were adjusted to the date of valuation with Department of Revenue time trend analysis, and all considered arm's length sales.
Okay.
Shows an adjusted price per square foot of the comps ranging for from 60 to 67 front foot, and subject $60 a front foot. Page six shows vacant land comparable one. Seven is vacant land comparable two. Page eight is vacant land comparable three. If we go to page nine, it shows the subject. And its location relative to the comparable sales. And I'll just read the comments on the supplemental addendum. A sampling of sales used are vacant non-waterfront lots located in Crystal River like the subject. The subject has six lots which combine for a footage of 52,793. Comparable one and two are 2012 sales. Comp three is a 2011 sales. All were given time adjustment based on the DOR's time attended analysis. All sales are similar in size, use, amenities, and are considered to be arm's length transaction. Adjusted sales price of comparables used are 60 to 67. All comparables were given similar weight in estimating the subject's suggested just value of $28,560. The value for the subject is considered to be fair and equitable, meeting the eighth factor requirements of Florida Statute 193.011. And the remainder of the packet is some property tax bulletins and statutes. And I think on the back of that is a property record card on page 29.
Okay.
And that concludes my presentation, unless you have some questions you'd like to ask. Okay.
This just value, I assume you're charged, if I remember this correctly, with, you're not appraising these six lots in bulk. You have individual.
They're appraised as individual lots.
You have to treat them individually.
Yeah.
Okay. And it looks like, so you're, let me just see this. Okay, so the assessment is 28,560. Okay, yeah. So your assessment works out to an average of 4,777 per lot. I divided 28,560 divided.
That's
by
correct.
Six.
If you look at page 29, okay. It'll show our the method of valuation, which is a front foot, 80 total effective units for a value estimate of 5,600, and then we use the 15% cost of sale.
Okay.
To come up, take that off, and then that should equal the
gotcha.
JV for each of those.
Okay. Very good. Having heard the evidence, all this evidence is admissible, and the presumption of correctness has been upheld. Did the petitioner submit any evidence? I don't see any in the.
They didn't submit any evidence.
Okay. Tiffany, I guess if you had received any, it would have to have flowed through the property appraiser's office. Okay. All right, I have received the evidence, and I believe I have enough evidence here to make a recommendation to the Value Adjustment Board, and I will do that. Unless you have anything else, I think we can conclude today's hearings.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.